Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of Parlett's Ghost by Norman Mailer, performed by Stefan Rudnicki. This audiobook includes a PDF file of the glossaries for characters, organizations, cryptonyms, cover names, places, and foreign phrases that accompanied the print edition. If you have purchased an audio CD version, look for the PDF on a separate disc. It appears as an additional file if you have purchased an MP3 CD or MP3 download version. To Jason Epstein. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6:12. Belinda.
Aye, but you know we must return good for evil.
Lady Brute.
That may be a mistake in the translation.
Sir John Vanbrugh, the provoked wife. Dark, dark my light, and darker my desire. My soul, like some heat-maddened summer fly, keeps buzzing at the sill. Which I is I? Theodore Rettke, In a Dark Time. Omega. 1. On a late winter evening in 1983, while driving through fog along the main coast, recollections of old campfires began to drift into the March mist, and I thought of the Abnaki Indians of the Algonquin tribe who dwelt near Bangor 1,000 years ago. In the spring, after the planting of corn, the younger braves and squaws would leave the aged to watch over the crops and the children, and would take their birch-bark canoes south for the summer. Down the Penobscot River they would travel to Blue Hill Bay on the western side of Mount Desert, where my family's house, built in part by my great-great-grandfather, Don Hadlock Hubbard, still stands. It is called the Keep, and I do not know of all else it keeps, but some Indians came ashore to build lean-tos each summer, and a few of their graves are among us, although I do not believe they came to our island to die. Lazing in the rare joys of northern warmth, they must have shucked clams on the flats at low tide and fought.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?